Hey, welcome back. My name is Craze. Thank you for joining me. This podcast is going to be raw and uncensored. We're going to talk about love, real life stories, and more. So please stay tuned. Live life, love life, learn life, and say that twice. I am back, you guys. I am back. So sorry for the long overdue podcast. But I have a really good reason why. It's coming to you guys so late. Me and my lady love, we went on vacation for her birthday to Ensenada. Yes, we went to Ensenada, Mexico. But, yeah, it was really dope. It was really cool. I loved it. She loved it. She had a good time for her birthday. I might do a podcast about that. I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is that I owe you guys a part two. Part two to love. So where did I leave off? Oh yes. I asked her out July 6th, 2013. There's not much details after that, really. It's like we had our relationship in the beginning was really dope. Every relationship is different. I'm gonna start off with that. Every relationship is different. Every relationship has its own problems. Our problem in our relationship was the lack of communication. That was like a number one problem, but that was a problem on my part. I did not know how to communicate to save my life. I have gotten way better now, way better. But back then, 2013, I'm going to say 2014, because we were good for like 6 months, believe it or not. We were really good for 6 months. So say 2014, 2015, 16, 17, 18. I'll say about 4 years, communication was just ugh. And when they say communication is key to a relationship, whether it be a intimate relationship or a platonic relationship, it's true. Communication is key. So my communication was completely off. That was one of our problems. Second problem was that we were listening to outside people. Like, we were letting outside people put their two cents into our relationship. So she would run to her friends and her family. I would run to my friends and my family. And then we'd come back to each other with what they said, not what we were, you know, what we were thinking, what we were feeling. So, yeah, communication and keep your problems to yourself. Those were our problems. We didn't know how to communicate with each other. We didn't know how to leave, just have our problems stay in the home. Like, and now that we have grown into this this couple that we are right now, we communicate so much better. Like I said, I communicate so much better with her now. We communicate so much better. And we definitely do not talk about our whatever is going on is between me and her. Like, we don't want to hear nobody else's opinion about it. So, yeah, so for 6 months, we were good. And then throughout our relationship, it was really rocky. There was a lot of disrespect. There was a lot of lying. There was a lot of hurt feelings. There was a lot of drama. Like, we need to have a reality TV show. I still feel like we should have a reality TV show, because I cannot make these things up. I cannot make them up. It's ridiculous. But we had a lot of drama. The thing with my girlfriend is she's very friendly. She's a flirt. That's just who she is as a person. That's her personality. And girls just flock to her. Like, oh, it's just girls and guys. Like, she's that person in the room. Like, you know, if you watch a movie and they like the character in the movie, like, as soon as they walk in the room, everybody turns like, oh my gosh, who's that girl? Who? That's literally my girlfriend. Like, I cannot lie. That is what happens. Like, everybody is crowding around her. She's like, she just grabs so much attention. And she's not like an attention seeker. She's definitely not that. It's just, I guess, her energy, her aura, her personality. Like, she just draws so much attention. And having a jealous partner like myself, I am very jealous and I'm very territorial. And it, you could just imagine how crazy that was in itself, you know? So, oh my God. But all these girls would just be around her and she would entertain them. And then they would become disrespectful. And then me and her would start fighting and arguing. Like, just one thing after the other. Oh, my God. But a lot of stuff happened. We broke up, like, so much times. In a matter of us being together for the 5 years. 5 years in, we're about to be 5 years and 7 months, if I'm counting correctly. So, with us being together for the 5 years and 7 months, I'd say that we broke up a good, like, 15, 20 times. And that's not even me exaggerating. I'm probably off a couple of numbers. But we broke up a lot, took a lot of breaks. But there is one thing that I can honestly say is that we never cheated on each other. You're both cheaters, which I know is not good. Don't want to hear the judging comments, but we are both cheaters. You know, whatever relationship we've always been in, we've always cheated on the person, and we never cheated on each other, and I don't plan on cheating on her. I love her to pieces. I can't, me looking at another female, I already feel like I'm cheating. And I don't consider cheating unless you fully have sex. Like, if you full-blown have sex and you kiss them, you looking at them, fantasizing about them, I don't consider that cheating. I don't know how some people will consider that cheating. They'd be like, oh, thinking is cheating, looking is cheating. No, cheating is when you physically do something. Like, because you could look, because we're all humans at the end of the day. We are all humans at the end of the day. We all have our opinions. And we are all going to be attracted to somebody. So if I'm walking down the street and I see this beautiful woman in front of me, or even across the street, and I turn and I look at her and I'm like, oh my God, she is so pretty. Or it's like, I fantasize, like, oh my gosh, I wonder what it would be like to, you know, have sex with her. That, to me, is not cheating. That is a human response to somebody that you find attractive. Like, and it becomes cheating now if I go across the street or I stop her and I'm over here talking to her, right? Flirting with her crazy. Because now it's like, okay, I saw her, I thought about what it would be like to be in bed with her, and now I'm acting on my thoughts, because I want to actually see what it's going to be like. So I'm flirting with her, I'm getting her number, boom, I get her number, we go out. Now you're cheating. Now you're cheating. And I'm saying you're cheating now because you have gone the extra step to introduce yourself. You've gone the extra step to get her name and her number. You've gone the extra step to take her out. Or even if you didn't take her out, you've gone to the extra step to chill with her. You know? So now you're putting in the time. You're putting in the time now. And then usually after that, it's more of like a chase now. Now you're chasing to get what you want, whether it be sex, whatever. So now you've just cheated. I've cheated once I go across the street. So me saying that we've never cheated on each other, meaning we've never physically have sex with another person while we were together. Now, when we've broken up with each other, breaks and all that good stuff that we used to do, we had our entertainments, right? So that's how that worked out for us. We never cheated. But it was our relationship had our good moments. And I'm saying had because we're not looking at the way how the relationship was in the past. Like, yeah, it's there, the years are there, but we're not dwelling on it. We told each other that after we got back together that we wasn't going to dwell on the past. If we talk about it, we hash it out, put everything on the table and leave it there. So that's why I'm saying the relationship that we had. The relationship that we had its good moments, had its bad moments. For the most part, for me, there was a lot of good moments. Bad moments, when they were bad, they were bad. And when the good moments were there, they were really, really good. So, it's just the saying that they say, if you let something go or let someone go and they come back to you or it comes back to you, it means that it's yours. At first, I never understood that. I was like, that's crap. Like, what? No. If you let somebody go, they're not going to come back. They're going to go find somebody else. Like, you know? What are you talking about? But I can honestly say that this relationship with this female, we definitely belong with each other, because no matter how much times we have broken up with each other, we always find each other. And it's crazy. We always find each other. I'm not lying to you guys. I cannot make this up. I told you this podcast is going to be raw, which means it's truthful. We always find each other before the new year kicks in. Before it hits the new year, like, we will literally get back in contact with each other, like, say, November, December-ish. But we are always, when New Year's Eve comes, we're together. Meaning that we celebrate New Year's Eve together and we're back in a relationship. Always. And you might say to yourself, like, okay, well, if you know that's going to happen, then why do you guys, you know? Let's just say that we are two different people. And with that, with us being two different people, we always clash heads. And it's not healthy, but I always tell her, like, I have this gravity pull towards her. Right? And it could come down to the fact of I could be in a relationship with somebody, and I actually was, because all the other times we broke up, we never actually got into a relationship with somebody else. We were just, like, fucking other people. So we were just having sex with other people, and, you know, so this last time around, we actually were in a relationship. Both of us were in relationships with people for about the same time, for 8 months. And I guess you could say it was pretty serious, you know, like 8 months, almost a year with the person, you know? So I always told her in the very beginning, like, I could be married to somebody. I could be in a whole relationship with somebody. If she comes knocking on my door, I'm coming. And that sounds so crazy, but it was actually proven this time around. Like, it was really proven. So I just feel like there's this gravity pull towards me and her, and that saying is true. If you love something, let it go, and if it comes back to you, you know that it's yours. So I didn't believe that saying until this last time. And I'm going to tell you guys about this last time. So in my first podcast, I told you guys about a relationship that I was in that was very toxic. That's the relationship that I was in for the 8 months when me and my lady love were not together, and she was with another girl. So that relationship, I'm not even gonna get into it, but that relationship was very toxic for me, let's just put it as that. And I didn't realize how toxic it was until it hit a point. It hit a point for me, and that's when I was like, I can't do this anymore. But before it hit that point, well, no, it was getting to that point. Let me put it like that. It was getting to that point. And I was laying down in the bed with her. I forgot what I named her. She's not important. I'm going to call her 8 month girl. She's not important. That's how toxic. And it's not good to say that people aren't important, but dealing with a person like that, she's one of those people that they're a leech. And they leech onto you and they suck you dry. Like, she sucked me dry. She sucked my energy. She sucked my aura. She sucked my spirit. She sucked my joy and my happiness away from me. So she's going to be called a leech or 8 month girl, whichever one you guys want to call her, because she's going to be coming in and out of these podcasts for maybe a couple of episodes. So the leech, me and the leech were laying in the bed, and my mom came in and she was calling me, craze, come here. And I was like, Mom, I'm too tired. I don't want to come to you right now. And she ended up coming into the room, into my room, and she had a big bouquet of white roses. Big bouquet. And I'm over here like, oh my God, because white roses are my favorite flowers. Like, I know they're not a real, flower, because roses can't be white, but, you know, they're my favorite. So she came in with this big bouquet of flowers. I'm like, oh my God. So I turned to the leech and I'm like, thank you, baby. She's like, I didn't get you those flowers. Like, who the hell is buying you flowers? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was you, but whatever. So I took the big bouquet. And when I say it's a big bouquet, you guys, it had 18 flowers in there. 18 or 19. I think it was 18. 18 roses in the vase. And the vase was so big. It was just a beautiful bouquet. Like, whoever arranged it, it was just beautiful. It was, like, breathtaking. Like, I was happy. So I took the bouquet from my mother, looked at the card. It only had my name and my address. Nothing like, you know, I love, like, not like there was no like card, nothing on the card or whatever. So I called the company. When I called the company, they basically was like, oh, the person who sent it to you was the anonymous. The funny part was that they had called the person, because I had picked, like, you know, hello, you know, I received these flowers, I just want to know where they're, who they're from, who sent them to me, X, Y, and Z. They asked me for their order number, you know, gave them all the information. And they're like, oh, okay, we actually have the number, person number on file, so we're going to call them, place you on a brief hold. Put me on a brief hold, came back. She was like, ma'am, we got in contact with the person, but the person wants to stay anonymous. And I'm just like, what? She's like, yeah, they want to stay anonymous, so we can't disclose their information. I'm like, okay. So then I hang up the phone. I start thinking, like, who could send it to me? And it's like, at that time, I had a supervisor who, I swear to God, liked me. So I was like, could be him. I had a friend who everybody said that she liked me. I was like, it could be her. I was not thinking about my lady love, because we haven't talked in 8 months. And the last time we, like, broke up, like, the way how it happened, it was like, nah, this is it. This is it. We are never getting back together. That's it. It's over. So, a couple of days go by, and I kept my flowers. What? Anonymous or whoever. I kept them. Had them right there. This is gonna sound so messed up. But I had them on my dresser in my room, and the leech was living with me at the time. So just imagine, you're my girlfriend. Like, now that I'm saying it, it's so messed up, but I don't even care because, whatever. But, yeah, you're my girlfriend, and, you see that I have flowers on my dresser from somebody. They know that it's my, like, favorite flower. So this is, like, a grand gesture, like, you know? Because she even said to me, she was like, oh, my God, this is the leech I'm talking about. The leech said to me, she was like, oh, my God, whoever sent you these roses, they just, you know, kicked me out the ballpark, basically. Like, they took my whole idea. I had an idea for this. Da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, well, snooze, you lose, you know? So, just imagine that, like, day in and day out, you're, like, you know, living with me or whatever, and you're seeing a bouquet of roses just sitting there, and we both don't know who it is. So, a couple of days went by, like, 4 days went by, and I kind of just gave up on finding out who sent me the roses, because, like, on the third day, I had called again, seeing if I could get to, like, a different person, and they basically was, like, in order for them to disclose the information, I would have to go to the police, file a police report, get a subpoena, let them mail, it was just too much, mail the subpoena to the flower company. I was like, for all that, I'm gonna just keep my roses. So I took care of my roses. On the fifth day, laying down in the bed with the leech again, watching a movie, talking, and my phone rings, and this number pops up. Now, I never blocked my lady love's number. I love her, and I'm not blocking her. And secretly, I was hoping that she would reach out to me one day, you know? Never blocked her number. So a number pops up, which is her number, and I'm just like, like, the breath inside of my body left, and I was just staring at the number. I let it ring like 3 or 4 times, and I picked up, and I'm like, hello. And she goes, did you get them? I was like, oh my god, you sent them? And that's how we started talking. So now everybody's like, okay, she sent you flowers, big whoop. No, it is a big whoop because she is not a romantic type. So the fact that she sent me those flowers, like, she wasn't even the first person on my mind, like, oh, you know, this is from so and so. Like, you know people's patterns, like, you know, like, oh yeah, he sent me this, she sent me this, yeah, they're apologizing. No, it's not in her MO. So she was nowhere on my radar, like, oh yeah, she sent these to me. That's why it was just like a big, oh my gosh, really? So mind you, I'm still with the leech, and she's still with her girlfriend, and her girlfriend is like treating her horrible. Funny thing, her girlfriend and my girlfriend at the time, they were the same person. Like, the only difference was that her girlfriend was the femme version, and my girlfriend was the stud version. So they could have just been together. Like, you know, and I kept telling her, like, God put them in our lives because we were supposed to introduce them to each other. Like, because it made no sense how similar they were. But, yeah, we ended up talking a couple of weeks. And then she asked me out. She sent me, I got these flowers in the ending of October going into November. And then she asked me out November 22nd. The leech broke up with me November 8th. I don't know if I got into that breakup. I think I did, but if I didn't, I'm going to go into more details with that, because it's a whole story. But yeah, so we started going back out November 22nd, 2018. See what I told you guys? We always find each other before the new year. And guess who I spent the new year with? I spent Thanksgiving with her. Because her girlfriend actually broke up with her November 11th. It was like the way how things went down. It was a sign from God. I really believe it was a sign from God. Because things just aligned way too perfectly. Way too perfectly. It didn't make any sense. But yeah, so we spent Thanksgiving together, we spent Christmas together, and we spent New Year's together, and we're still together, and we went on a vacation for her birthday. So it's pretty dope. What I would say though is for this our newfound relationship, like I said earlier, we are more open with each other. We communicate with much on a more adult level, more under level of respect. We told each other we are not leaving each other this time around. We are not doing it. We are sticking through everything because at the end of the day, we know we want to be with each other. It's been proven time and time again that we want to be with each other. So we're not leaving each other this time around. So I'm happy, but then I am also scared because we've done this so much times, you know, and it's just like I'm fearful, like, are we gonna get it right this time around? You know, are we really gonna be together? Are we really gonna work through everything? But, I'm gonna leave this podcast here for now. This is part two of love. We're still together, me and my Layla, we're still together. Just came back from vacation. We're happy. We're grateful. I'm fearful. I'm hoping that we make it this time. Hoping we're one of the lucky ones. But thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. I will, now that I'm back from vacation, this will definitely become a weekly podcast, like I promised. Just remember that love is a very valuable thing. And when you find somebody who loves you wholeheartedly for who you are, you don't have to change. And you love them wholeheartedly, they don't have to change. Just be lucky and don't do anything to ruin it. Just because it's hard. And when you find someone that really understands you, really cares about you, you have to hold on to them. You have to. So just keep that in mind. Okay? Thank you for listening. Remember, live life, love life, learn life, and say that twice. I will see you guys next week. I have you guys come into my world, into Crazy World. And I will see you guys next week with a new topic. Okay, bye.